Dr. Sabri Kdarian, office note on patient Antoine Kain, KINDANTWAUN, Birbanger. Date of birth is 4/25/1980, date of service 4/4/2023, Birbanger. The patient is 42-year-old African American gentleman, present to my office for hypertension. Period. He mentioned that he had had hypertension for the last 2 years. He was started on hydrochlorothiazide, but he stopped taking it. Period. Past surgical history includes appendectomy, allergies, non-drug allergies, social history. Patient is living with a domestic partner, no smoking. He does drink alcohol, 4 drinks a day, 4 times a week. Denies any drug use. He works in tax preparation. Family history: mother has hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2, grandmother has diabetes mellitus type 2, father is alcoholic, has had hepatitis and amputations. Period. Paragraph review system: patient recently had a dental work and had a tooth extracted and has been given amoxicillin, and he's taking ibuprofen as well. He does have headaches of hangover headaches, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea or constipation, no melena, but he does report one episode of hematosclerosis that happened. No urinary symptomatology, no foaming in the urination, no leg swelling, while the systems are reviewed or negative immunization. He received 2 doses of the COVID-19 gene therapy. Period. Medications, ibuprofen and amoxicillin. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, his vital signs are mentioned above. HNT, pupils generally reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctival and enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular veins distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted. Paragraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, normal S1 S2, no murmurs heard, no friction heard, lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or visits heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guardian rebound or rigidity extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash noted, neuro exam is non-focal. Investigation is not available at this time. Assessment of type 1 hypertension, most likely essential. However, we need to rule out secondary cause of hypertension. We'll continue to work up and we'll start patient on irbesartan 150/hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 once a day. Patient is to keep a blood pressure log at home and present in his next appointment for us to review. Next diagnosis, obesity, BMI 32, patient was advised to lose weight. Next, excessive alcohol use, patient was advised to cut down on his alcohol use. Next diagnosis, possible obstructive sleep apnea as a secondary cause of hypertension. We're going to do a home sleep study. Given his symptomatology of snoring and insomnia at night, period. Paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in 2 weeks until a visit to discuss the workup, and we'll go from there. End of reporting.